You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another monthly RNIB campaigns update here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Ross Meegan, RNIB's Assistant Campaigns Officer. Hi, Ross, and great to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby.
So, firstly, Ross, you are looking for blind and partially sighted people to share their thoughts around self-driving taxis, as I think in London there is a pilot happening at the moment with services due to start sometime this autumn.
Yeah, it's quite a different one, this, like you said, Toby. We're keen to hear from blind and partially sighted people about their hopes and concerns for this technology, essentially. So just to give a little bit of background. Self-driving taxis, that, you know, people might also know them as autonomous ride-hailing services or robo-taxis, essentially just a car that operates without a human driver, using cameras and sensors to sort of detect obstacles and its path along the roads. So like you've said, currently, there aren't any sort of public pilots of those vehicles in the UK at the moment. They've been available in a few cities in the US for quite a few years. People might have heard of an operator called Waymo, for example, over in the US, if people have visited there. But like you've said, currently in the UK, I think they're anticipating public pilots starting from around September in the autumn in London. So we're currently hoping to hear from blind and partially sighted people about their hopes and concerns for the technology, really.
And I suspect it's the whole service. You're sort of asking people to provide you with their sort of concerns and thoughts on, you know, sort of how it's all going to work when booking a taxi, what happens when the taxi arrives, because the difference is there'll be no driver, which could be a good thing for me and other guide dog owners, but also, you know, so what's going to happen during the ride and when you get to your destination, how do you know, and that kind of thing. So I suspect you're looking for a wide range of sort of thoughts and concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're open to hear from people. Even though I mentioned the pilot's going to start in London, we want to hear from people across the country. We want to hear from people, you know, whether they're partially sighted or severely sight impaired, blind. We just want to hear from people from all sorts of backgrounds. And like you said, the survey is not too long. It should take about 5 minutes, but asks about all those sort of areas you've touched on there. I mean, I'm registered severely sight impaired myself. I'm not a guide dog owner, so I've not experienced refusals, but like you've said, clearly lots of guide dog owners might be sort of encouraged by the fact that a driverless car can't reject your guide dog. But we're also sort of conscious and, you know, thinking about issues like the impact on pedestrians as well, because clearly, you know, blind or partially sighted people aren't just going to be using these vehicles as passengers, like booking them through the app and, you know, getting in the vehicle, carrying out the journey and then, getting to where you need to be at the other end. There's also going to be considerations for pedestrians as well. So, for example, we'll ask in the survey, you know, whether people have concerns about, their interactions with the car, for example, if they have to, you know, go into the road to avoid pavement parking, or just all those kind of scenarios in which you might encounter a regular car on our streets. Just, what people's sort of impressions are of sort of self-driving autonomous taxi services in that context as well.
So when people have filled in the survey and provided you with their thoughts and concerns, what happens next and what will you be doing with all the findings from the survey?
Yeah, so the contributions that people make through this survey will be sort of massively helpful for us in our policy and campaigns work with politicians and sort of stakeholders within the self-driving taxis industry, really help us in highlighting, you know, the areas about which blind and partially sighted people, of course, hopeful, because, there is some excitement for the technology out there. But also, of course, there's areas where people are concerned as well in regards to, accessibility and the impact on them as pedestrians. So, all of those contributions will be really useful in our sort of policy and campaigns work when we're engaging with those decision makers. And I should add as well that I've used the language of self-driving taxis. So the survey just asks about that specific situation of, you know, where you're able to request a ride on, you know, mobile phone app and have it turn up kind of like you're booking an Uber or booking a regular taxi journey, just considering it in that format rather than sort of private ownership of a self-driving vehicle, which, if that does happen, will be way, way, way off in the future. But in this context, we're just sort of asking about taxi services.
And Ross, I think you also wanted to give a bit of an overview on the PIP, that's personal independent payment situation at the moment too.
Yeah, of course. So people, listeners, might have kept in touch over the sort of last year or so of the policy and campaigns work we've done around welfare and benefits. Last year in the spring, the UK government proposed changes to PIP that were later sort of rode back on after quite strong campaigning by, you know, the sector. But over the course of the last few months, sort of since those plans were rolled back on last summer, the government announced the TIMS review, which is being led by the Minister for Social Security and Disability, Sir Stephen Timms. And as part of that review into personal independence payment, or yeah, PIP, as we commonly refer to it as, there's been a call to evidence open from the UK government in the last couple of months. And yeah, just this week, RNIB, alongside the Vision Partnership, which consists of other charities in the sight loss sector, have submitted a joint response to that consultation, which is part of the TIMS review. And obviously, you know, key aspects that fed into that response was, yeah, case studies that we've heard from campaigners and focus groups. And yeah, the experiences of blind and partially sighted people were sort of central to that. I know lots of people had filled out a PIP web form that we were running throughout the spring as well.
It's always good to hear that people's campaigning, you know, does make a difference and is, you know, is able to make change, hopefully too, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, in that submission, you know, using those case studies and insight from people with sight loss, we were able to highlight some of the key barriers faced by people with sight loss in sort of accessing PIP, you know, in things like the criteria and assessment process. And we sort of also outlined practical recommendations as well to ensure that the system operates more effectively and fairly as well. Clearly, we hear from a lot of people for whom, yeah, the process is way too stressful and way too complicated and takes way too long. And we just really want to see a system that ultimately understands the realities of living with sight loss and also, at the same time, treats people with dignity and respect and, you know, gets them through the process in a timely way so that people aren't, yeah, waiting months or in some cases years from start to end in that PIP process.
And finally, Ross, if people would like to take part in the survey around self-driving taxis or find out more about other ways to get involved with RNIB's campaigning work, where would be the best place for them to go to find out more and get involved?
For the self-driving taxis survey, that's currently open now, and people can find that by going to rnib.in/sdv-survey. And if you want to get in touch with our team to find out about our policy and campaigns work, you can email us on campaigns@rnib.org.uk. If you'd rather get in touch over the phone, you can give the helpline a ring on 0303 123 9999. Alternatively, we have campaigns accounts on Blue Sky and Threads, where you'll be able to find frequent updates from us about our policy and campaigns work. If you just search for RNIB campaigns on those channels, then we frequently post there too.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Ross, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And if you do have a few spare 5 minutes, do take part in the survey, as I am sure we're going to be seeing self-driving cars in our towns and cities very soon.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.